This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
Grace will mature you in your everyday living, not in your segregated, set aside time in a closet. Well, I got up this morning, I spent an hour and a half with the Lord in my closet. I moved to whatever. But then what you don't recognize is you spent your hour with him in the closet and ain't said nothing to him for the rest of the day. Now, how does that work in a natural relationship? You speak to your wife just an hour and ain't got nothing to say to her for the rest of the day. This thing ain't gonna work.
Download and stay connected with the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. Keep the Word of God at the forefront of your mind with these powerful and uplifting messages. With each message that you download and stream, you gain revelation of the fullness of God's grace. The Changing Your World podcast brings you life-changing wisdom right at your fingertips, no matter where you are. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
1 John 4:10 NLT. This is real love, not that we loved God. But that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice, as a propitiation to take away our sins. Well, somebody said, well, people still sin. Please listen to me. What separated you from God was your sinful nature. That's what separated you, your sinful nature, okay? And God took care of that. Now, your sin and actions are gonna start lining up with your new creation. It's a journey. And you human. And it's a journey. And you human. But He started the work. He'll continue to work. He gonna finish the work. Hallelujah. 1 John 2 and 2 in the King James. And he says this, he says, and He is the propitiation for our sins. Propitiation, that which satisfies divine justice. Jesus was the sin offering. Jesus was the ransom that was paid for your sins so you can go free. And not for ours only, get this, but also for the sins of the whole world. Get it straight, church folks. Jesus came for the whole world. He came for that drug addict. He came for that prostitute. He came for that adulterer. He came for that liar. Everything I'm preaching here, He came from all of the mess that an institutional church told you to despise. Jesus said, I knew it before the beginning of the world, and I came for them. The people you kick out, He said, I came for them. Your enemies, He said, I came for them. What's wrong with us? Why are we so judgmental against people who are in trauma and people who are going through stuff? Jesus came for them. Church folks want to dog them. Toast friends, they don't. What is this? Grace people got to be gracious people. Or this doesn't work. apart from the death of Christ, God cannot deal with fallen man on any other basis than the law and justice. But when Jesus died, the restraint, I suppose my mind, the restraint upon God's love was removed, and love was set free to act. God's love is free to operate in grace. Well, what about them Democrats? What is the matter with us? What about them Republicans? What is the matter with us? His grace has been set free to love Democrats. His grace has been set free to love Republicans. How come Republicans and Democrats can't love one another when God's love has been set free? And the party affiliation cannot restrain His love. So grace then is more than love. It is love operating righteously in view of the fact that the penalty for sin has been paid. Something was done for God on the cross. We just think something was done for us on the cross, but something was done for God on the cross. He removed our sins on the cross, but He removed the restriction. Ooh-hoo-hoo. He became free to fully exercise His love without compromising His justice. Because Jesus has justified us. Ooh. So grace there is therefore, it's not a mere expression of pity or compassion on the part of God. It is not the setting aside justice and passing over sin, which should be punished, like some people think. Well, you know, just pass over sin. Watch out for them grace people because they just want to pass over sin. Don't talk about grace too much, because if you talk about grace too much, you'll start living a loose life. Honey, grace is for your loose life. With your loose self. Grace with your loose life. Sweet lips and sweet lips increase learning. Grace is not a forbearance or tolerance of sin. It's a forgiveness of sin, because the full penalty has been paid by Jesus. Book of Titus 10, 11, 12, he says the grace of God has been made available to the whole world. So grace is available and ready for anybody who will sign for the package. You might not think they should be forgiven. It's amazing to me. I'll take some murderers that have been put in jail and they murdered 1,000 people, and you have the mitigated gall to say, well, I know they're in hell. You know why people in hell? For rejecting Jesus, not doing a bunch of sinful, crazy stuff. Because God can deal with all that. But what He can't deal with is unbelief and a person that refuses to accept Jesus. What are He gonna do? But He says this grace for us who will receive it, this grace for us who will accept it, it'll start teaching you. Grace will teach you. Think of that. Grace teaches you. Somebody say, when does grace teach you? Honey, let me tell you something. The trials of your faith are excellent instructions and courses that God uses to mature you. Listen, one thing we can all relate with, pain and discomfort. And let me tell you something about pain and discomfort. Everybody got some. And let me tell you, pain and discomfort may be your most powerful witnessing tool. Look how God has brought me out of this. Look at the work of grace in my life. I thought I was a goner, but look at the work. And there ain't nothing like going through discomfort with God on your side, depending on Him. Because when you come out of that rough patch, you're going to be closer to Him like never before. You're going to have empathy like never before. You're going to be more sensitive to what people have gone through. Some of y'all just need to... Because it's so easy for you to be critical in judgment of somebody else's issue until that issue visits your house. So easy you to talk about how and understand why they homeless. I mean, there are jobs everywhere. That's because you don't have no empathy, and you have no idea what that person went through that landed them in the place where they are right now. You ought to be grateful and thankful to God. God, if it wasn't for you, I would be in that same situation. If it wasn't for you, and then give me the compassion to move on their behalf. Grace will teach you. Grace will teach you. It's just not unmerited favor. Grace is a teacher. Remember, we're talking about a person. He'll teach you. But this is amazing to me. He will teach you. Oh, Lord, I know y'all, but I got to go with this. He'll teach you how to live godly lives. Now, wait a minute before you shout, because what you're shouting about, you are defining godliness by its results and not by its nature. And we define ungodliness by its results. Oh, they ungodly. Look at the sin. Look at this and look at this. No. To be ungodly is to have a disregard for God. So you might not have the results of ungodliness, but as a Christian, you're still as ungodly because you disregard God. You no longer see it important to even get God to bless what you're doing. And your disregard from God doesn't even see it necessary to even get God's attention on this thing. So while you're walking around keeping the laws and saying this is the way we go to church and I'm a Christian and Christian teachers and all that stuff, you're not regarding God on anything. Because I've been a Christian for 30 years. And in those 30 years, I know how to shout, hey, hiya. I don't need to talk to God about this. But it's ungodly to disregard Him. And it is godly to regard Him. So I'm sure most of you thought when I was talking about ungodliness, I was going to talk about the sinners. Now I'm talking about the church folks, the grace folks. I'm talking about the faith grace folks. I'm saying stop disregarding God. And grace will teach you how to regard Him. We get to a point in our Christian life where we just do whatever. We want to half check with God on something. Well, I prayed about it. It was like a second prayer. And you say, I prayed about it, to appear to be spiritual in front of other people. But that's all right. Grace will teach you how to be godly. And when grace finished with you, he gonna show you about your ungodliness. And when grace finished with you, you're gonna be making sure God is regarded on everything. Go on out there and get married if you want to. Hilda, wake up the next morning and you ask Hilda to get you some coffee. I said, Hilda. And Hilda cuss you out with cussing words you hadn't even been privileged to hear. And you say, God. He like, bruh, you didn't even think I needed to bless it. You didn't regard me with none of this. So you and Hilda got to figure this thing out. I mean, y'all got here by yourself. You wasn't talking to me then. You didn't bring it to my attention then. Grace, because it's a relationship. This is a relationship. Grace will mature you in your everyday living, not in your segregated, set aside time in a closet. Well, I got up this morning, I spent an hour and a half with the Lord in my closet. I moved to whatever. But then what you don't recognize is you spent your hour with him in the closet and ain't said nothing to him for the rest of the day. Now, how does that work in a natural relationship? You speak to your wife just an hour and ain't got nothing to say to her for the rest of the day. This thing ain't gonna work. And yet it's supposed to be adequate and sufficient in a relationship with the Father. If we stop playing church, look at the prayers of Jesus. They wasn't that long. Oh, you should pray an hour today. Lord, help me. I wasn't looking forward to that, and God wasn't looking forward to it. You get up there trying to get that 1 hour in. Y'all remember? That's basically saying the same thing over and over again. La 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 la. Look at the clock, see how much time gone by? 2 minutes. God, dog, God almighty. Now you throwing everything in there. Shaka Zulu. Come outside and tamatana Honda. Halaba Honda. Halaba Honda. Remember that story about the neighbor waking up, bamming on the door, trying to get his neighbor to let him borrow some bread because he had an unexpected visitor come in? And you know, we took that whole thing, knock, keep on knocking, seek, keep on seeking. The whole moral of that story was Jesus was saying, I'm not going to be that kind of friend. You ain't got to try to knock the door down to get me to come and do something for you. Just ask and knock one time and I'm going to be there. There's a battle of religion going on in the church. And we don't have a relationship with God. We can't even see it. But grace will teach you. And he said, while grace is teaching you how to live a godly life, while grace is trying to teach you how to live righteous, because when you get born again, you become a part of the stance that God has provided for you. The stance is, this is who you are, and this is what we're going to be working on. Your state is, I just got saved. I got up this morning and started cussing. I had to remind myself I got saved yesterday. But when you got saved with God's stance. You are righteous. You are redeemed. You are godly. You are perfect. You are all these things in Christ. Your stance is that's what you get when you get saved. But God says, I'm gonna start working on you. And grace will teach you. And while grace is teaching you, did you realize what he said in the next verse? He said, while grace is teaching you, get your eyes on the return. Start looking for Jesus. Because there's something about eternal expectation. That when you're going through something and you're trying to figure out how I'm going to get out of this, eternal expectation. So while grace is working on you and while you're in discomfort and while you're maturing and while you're growing, get your affection set. Jesus is coming back. Hallelujah. Get yourself focused on the stance. I am the righteousness of God. Focus on your eternal expectations. Right there. Grace has been made available for everybody. Grace will teach you if you receive it. Grace will show you how to be all of these things. And while you're doing that, keep your hope and your expectation that Jesus is on his way back. Grace, therefore, is not the mere expression, like I said, of pity. It's a forgiveness of sin because the full penalty has been paid by Jesus. Living the grace life, it's a journey. But all of the things that God will do with us, he wants us to do with somebody else. 1 Corinthians says, I will comfort you in all of your trouble so you can comfort somebody else. Okay, so let's back up a little bit. Did you see what he just said in 1 Corinthians 1? He said, you'll trouble every last one of them, and you're going to have that. You know that, don't you? In this world, you will have, come on, tribulation. They that live godly shall suffer what? Persecution. You're going to have them. But he says, I'm going to be with you in all of your trouble. You know what we do? God, turn the fire off. It's hot. You know what he says? No. And that shocks you. I'm not going to turn the fire off. I'm not going to take you out the fire. This is an opportunity. This is a growth opportunity. This is a maturity opportunity. I'm not going to take you out the fire. But what I will do is I'm going to get in the fire with you so that in the fire, if you need something while you're in the fire, I'm going to provide for you in the fire. I'm going to comfort you in the fire. I'm going to make sure your clothes ain't smelling like smoke in the fire. And I'm going to make sure I bring you out in the fire. I'm not taking away the fire, but I will comfort you in the fire.
You can't do what you don't understand. This is common knowledge. Yet, people continuously try to walk in the grace of God without understanding it. Creflo Dollar takes a deep dive into the life-sustaining grace of God in his three-message series, The Transparency of Grace.
Grace is the operation of God's love. What God created, he is committed to taking care of. Jesus is that provision for every need of mankind. Jesus is my provision. He's my provider. He's my righteousness. He's everything I ever need. He started the work. He'll continue to work. He's gonna finish the work.
With a love gift of $9 or more, you can download your own copy today. Simply call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit www.creflodollarministries.org and click eStore. Live free from sin and condemnation today.
You are crazy. You are crazy. And so when people say you are crazy, you say, I'm not crazy. I'm just first.
Real women.
Lord, however you want to use me today, I'm ready.
Real stories.
Some of you have such powerful testimonies of things God has brought you out of that you refuse to share because you're afraid of what people will think of you.
Real transformation. The Real Women's Conference is calling you. Yes, you. It's time to shake off the labels, the stereotypes, and the expectations society places on us.
First, to not be in bondage to what you think about me, because what you think about me ain't gonna stop nothing.
This is your moment to embrace your authentic self in a world of false standards. Join us at the Real Women's Conference, where your journey to self-discovery begins. Get ready to live in your truth, unapologetically.
I think you would be amazed at what Creflo Dollar Ministry does every day around the world. Testimonies come in from all over about the impact we have. And I wish you could see the kids we feed. Their lives are changed and impacted for the better because of you, our givers. The seeds you sow into this ministry make a mark that can never be erased. And I want to thank you so much for your financial contributions into the kingdom of God and into this ministry.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflodollarMinistries.org. God bless you.
No matter where you are on your personal journey, the Word of God can reach you. At work or simply needing to hear from the Lord, tune in to World Changers every Sunday at 10 a.m. or restream at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Text WATCH NOW to 51555 or visit worldchangers.org for more information about services and stream times. We're in this together. No matter where we are World Changers. See you online.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.